I can still feel the sting of sand against my skin, as if dozens of needles were piercing my skin. I grew up playing first baseball and then softball as a kid in New Mexico. When the season started each spring, there was always several weeks when the wind would rip through the desert southwest. Since much of the state is comprised of large swaths of sand with little vegetation to hold it in place, sand and dust would be carried across the landscape, pieces of the state moving from one place to another. The first indication of even a breeze, and I would instinctively turn my back to the wind, squeeze my eyes shut, and wait for the sting of the grains of sand on open skin, as if dozens of small needles were piercing me. Once I got to high school, I started carrying a bottle of saline solution because I wore contacts, just in case I needed to run to the dugout and to rinse out any sand that had gotten between my eyeballs and my contact lenses. On days that it got particularly bad, when the wind did not stop coming or threatened to blow me away, I'd pray for rain, wishing and hoping for the kiss of water falling from the sky, water that would quench the dry landscape and pin the sand down for just a little while, water that would nourish the plants and make them to grow, allowing them to hold more of that ground in place. Rain that maybe even would cancel practice or a game, relieving me from the torture of harsh sand. It didn't happen very often, not in a city with 300 plus days of sunshine a year. But that did not stop me from hoping. Much like I imagine the Israelites at the time that the prophet Isaiah was writing to them in today's text. By the time that we get to this 55th chapter of Isaiah, the Israelites have been exiled to Babylon for 70 years. 70 years subjected to unfair rule. 70 years of torture and forced to live as another people. 70 years in a foreign land, never knowing if or when they would return home. 70 years of one thing after another. One more stinging needle to pierce their skin after another, wondering when it would end. They hoped and they prayed for the exile to end. And then God seemingly answered their prayers. Babylon falls to Persia, and the Persian king Cyrus lets them return home. But the promise of home was not as amazing as they thought it would be. They returned home to find their city still in ruins, had not been rebuilt since the Babylonians had demolished it all those years before. Social structures that once existed did not any longer, and there were struggles for the most desirable pieces of land amongst those who did return home. Even though they were home again, in a place where they thought they belonged, life felt nothing like the comfort of home. It would have been easy to feel the wind pick up again and simply turn their back to the world, preparing themselves again for the sting of the sand. Instead, I'm sure they stood in the dry, barren land they called home, and they prayed for rain or something, anything that could help them. The landscape here in Northern Virginia is anything but dry and barren. Yet sometimes I think it can feel that way, perhaps especially now. I feel like the Israelites returning home after 70 years, returning to the place that they had longed and hoped for, and yet we have come to this time that we have longed and hoped for maybe all year, only to find that it isn't what we expected. While pieces of our lives have returned, many of us are very aware of how parched we are as we await the end of this pandemic. And now that students have returned to in-person learning, we're reminded of how fragile our lives are every time that there's yet another school shooting. And then to hear of the winds that churned in tornadoes from Illinois to Kentucky, claiming dozens of lives while laying waste to buildings and towns, leaving people to figure out how to put their lives back together again. It's as if the winds of the world have whipped up around us, carrying with them grains of sand that pelt our skin. Perhaps for some of us, there are tensions at work and home isn't the refuge it used to be. Or we wonder how to make our meager paycheck stretch another couple weeks until payday. Even if everything else is fine, the constant need to worry about COVID precautions and if we can safely gather with others makes at least me, I'm sure many of us, weary. We wish, we hope for some relief from the wind and the sand, just as the Israelites must have wished for relief too. And then they get these words from Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. For people who wondered from where their next meal might come, these are welcome words. God promises something more than just the struggle. God invites people to come. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. It's great news. And yet to my American ear, an ear attuned to sales pitches and the idea that there is no such thing as a free lunch, still hearing the howl of the wind at my back, I am weary of even this good news. But Isaiah continues, saying, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, and it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that for which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. And this is where I begin to trust God's promises again. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, rain and snow didn't come very often in New Mexico, and they likely didn't in Judah either. The desert is a parched place. And yet, it still comes. Snow still comes. Yes, it does snow in New Mexico. It may not be very much or last for very long, but it comes and it waters the landscape. It pins the sand down and makes the plants to grow. It exists just long enough for us to know that it is real. For those of us who intimately know the barren landscape, for those who find this time of year to be especially difficult, for those who find that the twinkling lights or soft glow of a Christmas tree will not banish the shadows of our world away, please hear again this promise from God. The promise that the word will come and that the rain and snow will come, that it may not be the long rain that we hope for, but it will come to wet the ground and accomplish what we need it to be. The word will not come so that we know that even will come, so even when the desert landscape feels empty, we will know that we are not alone, that God is with us in the midst of the harsh landscape. The word will come to wet the sand, to let us know that there is life to be had even in the midst of death. The word will come to change the way that we see the world, to see that life grows even in places that we think it cannot. The word will come, love will come, again and again. Something we are reminded of every year at this time, because Christmas, whether we are ready for it or not, always comes. Christ will come, just as Christ always does.